The G20 gathering in London is in the spotlight, but things are happening elsewhere, for instance, along the volatile border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The Pentagon is continuing its airstrikes against the Taliban and al-Qaeda militants in the region. Those attacks typically involve missiles fired by unmanned U.S. aircraft or drones. In fact, one such strike was reported by officials and witnesses in Pakistan just today. Colonel Eric Mathewson directs the Air Force Unmanned Aircraft Systems Task Force at the Pentagon. Over the years, he has piloted both F-15s and Predator drones in missions over Afghanistan and Iraq. Colonel Mathewson tells us that being behind the controls of a drone isn't all that different from piloting more traditional aircraft.
Frankly, it is much like a cockpit. In fact, there are times that I've forgotten that I wasn't in an airplane, because you also have a control stick, you have throttles, a gear handle, a switch for flaps, you know, all those sorts of things. You have rudder pedals beneath the console, and you fly the airplane just as though you were flying an airplane you're sitting in.
So you're flying it in real time?
Yes.
But you are 7 or 8,000 miles away from where the drone is, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So you were a conventional military pilot, combat pilot, for how long?
25 years. I flew mostly F-15s.
What is the biggest difference for you?
Well, I think certainly the biggest difference is not being able to use your peripheral vision or look outside the cockpit at the world unfolding. But yet, at the same time, the benefits you derive from this 1G cockpit are being able to get instant information about everything from intelligence, national-level imagery, or even forensic-type information. You know, all that stuff's right at your fingertips.
So if you were flying a conventional F-15 and you're in the seat, how would you have received the intelligence then?
Well, what happens is you get an intelligence briefing before you step to the aircraft. Once you get in the aircraft, except for some information that has immediate relevance to your mission, you're not getting a large amount of intelligence. And I remember a number of years ago when I was flying over Iraq in the F-15 and we were flying 10-hour caps. So you're sitting on station for 10 hours, and so there's a level of fatigue there day after day after day, which you largely mitigate with these systems because you can change out your crews constantly to retain that sort of freshness.
So how would a mission itself differ if you're in a conventional NQ-9 or a drone? Would the target be the same? Would the execution of the mission be the same?
Much of it is, frankly, identical to what you do in traditionally manned aircraft. The difference is those 10-hour combat air patrols we flew in the Eagle, for example, over Iraq, those you'd be back and forth to the tanker 3 or 4 times. You incur the cost of a refueling platform. So you have, if you will, some efficiencies and, I would argue, a heightened situational awareness for many types of missions. I remember early on during Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom, flying a Predator. There were times when Predators were being engaged by surface terror missiles and by ground fire. And what was interesting to me was that I took it no less personally flying the Predator 8,000 miles away where I was not at risk. I took it just as personally, and it did not change in any way how careful we were flying the aircraft when you're actually targeting something.
Well, how about if you're not the target, but if you are targeting someone on the ground? What is it like to be at a distance from the person who you're trying to kill?
It's no different. If you look through history, whether it be the longbow or the rifled weapon, over time, you know, you're able to engage the enemy at greater and greater distances.
Do you see the same results whether you're in the plane or not?
Actually, you're probably more intimate with the target in unmanned aircraft systems simply by virtue of the fact that you're more persistent. If you were loitering in the area, more likely, and you have this very, very high fidelity sensor.
What is the difference when you are looking at a target? And obviously the issue of civilian deaths and injuries is, I know, one that's extremely important to the military, but certainly right now as well to the people of Pakistan in particular, who believe that the drones have killed civilians. Do you have as much control over civilian deaths? Do you have the knowledge of the repercussions if you're not there in the plane?
Crews flying unmanned aircraft systems don't have some of the distractions that you have in a cockpit. And so you are very accurate, and you have the time, you have the wherewithal to ensure that you don't have collateral damage or friendly fire situations. And all the checks and balances that go into that process of targeting, and all the emotion involved about the seriousness of the task and the implications or ramifications of not executing it properly, there is no difference for an unmanned aircraft air crew, even though you're distant. You are virtually there. Your mind is that involved in the game.
Do you feel as though, given the current situation right now, with especially with Afghanistan and Pakistan, that the use of these drones can augment what the U.S. is trying to accomplish? I mean, they remain controversial for a variety of reasons. You seem to have a lot of confidence in them. How strong an asset do you believe they are?
Our level of confidence in unmanned aircraft and the role they'll play in the future is that high that we will consider them as viable alternatives for all missions. In fact, I suspect there'll be a time in the future when you may not have any actual physical experience in the air. And so I'm just projecting forward into the future, say 20 years, when our technology will have evolved and our human system interfaces will have evolved. It may become less and less important.
That's Colonel Eric Mathewson, Director of the Air Force Unmanned Aircraft Systems Task Force at the Pentagon.